Real estate sales in New Westminster remain much slower than they were a year ago, but some neighborhoods are still seeing fast turnover. The month of February 2023 saw just 66 home sales in New West, according to MLS sales facts from the Real Estate Board of Greater Vancouver, 11 detached homes, 3 attached homes and 52 apartments. That marks a bit of an upturn from January, which saw 11 detached homes, 2 attached homes and 27 apartments sold. But it's well below February 2022, when 153 homes were sold, 32 detached homes, 18 attached homes and 103 apartments. So what's moving, and what's not? We delved into some statistics from Zillow.ca to find out. What's selling fast? Apartments in Quayside, Brow of the Hill. The past 30 days have seen 14 apartments sell in less than a week on the market, and the majority of those were in either the downtown, Quayside area or the Brow of the Hill neighborhood. With 4 apartments in Quayside and 2 in the downtown neighborhood selling in 6 days or fewer, it's clear that apartments within striking distance of the Fraser River remain appealing. Both downtown apartments, in fact, sold over their original asking price, a 700-square-foot, one-bedroom corner unit at 624 Agnes Street, which went for $495,000, over the $489,900 asking price, after just 2 days on the market, and a 570-square-foot, one-bedroom corner unit at 828 Agnes Street, which sold for $450,000, just a hair above its $449,900 asking price, in 6 days. The fastest seller was in the Brow of the Hill neighborhood, a 762-square-foot, one-bedroom unit at 812 Milton Street, which went for $484,500, just a hair below its $485,000 asking price. It was on the market for the sum total of 0 days, according to Zillow. In all, half of the fastest-selling apartments sold for less than $500,000, 5 between $500,000 and $750,000, 1 at $899,800, and just 1 over $1 million. That one was a $1,199,000 penthouse at the Tiffany Shores development on the Quay, featuring 1,949 square feet over 2 levels, with 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms and a main living area featuring 30-foot ceilings. It had been on the market for just 5 days when it sold for its asking price. What's not selling fast? Development properties. On the flip side are those properties that aren't selling fast, the ones that have been listed for many days, weeks or months and that haven't yet sold. Several of the longest listed properties on Zillow.ca are, in fact, part of a major land assembly on Sangster Place, off East 8th Avenue, between McBride Boulevard and Cumberland Street. A combined 6 properties on 46,675 square feet of land are on the market for a combined total of more than $14.7 million. The properties have been on offer for some 608 days, since July 7, 2021. The property's listing suggests condos or townhomes being built, highlighting it as a good site for social cause or family living. Other long listers. A half-acre lot in Queensboro, 127 Jardine Street, with a 70-year-old home, on the market for 693 days. Its original ask price was $2,888,000, it's now listed at $3.3 million. A corner lot with subdivision potential in Queensboro, 1304 Ewan Avenue, for sale for $2.1 million. It's been on the market for 371 days, since February 28, 2022. A property at 1108 Fifth Avenue, in the Brow of the Hill, flagged as a builders and investors alert, on a corner lot. It's been on the market for 362 days at $1.48 million. Two adjacent properties on Howe Street in Queensboro, each for $4.4 million, that have been on the market for 300 days, since May 11, 2022. It's flagged as a site for townhouse development. A vacant 2.3-acre lot on Salter Street in Queensboro, big enough for a 45-unit townhouse development. The lot at 1135 Salter Street is selling for $16.8 million and has been on the market for 272 days. All details above are taken from listings at zlt.ca. Follow Julie McClellan on Twitter at Julia McClellan. Email Julie, jmcclellan@newwestrecord.ca.